This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to 2022. I have to keep saying that over and over again. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us. You know, I don't write checks, or it's very rare that I write checks. There's just a couple of people that like the check thing, including Nate the Great, our technical maestro for the show. I guess I outed him with the check thing. I don't know. Some people just like to get a check in the mail, right? And there are some people that send me checks, and I got a check today, and it said 2021, and I was thinking, it's just so easy to fall back into that, isn't it? It sounds so wild, 2022. There's like this pause in between. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Instead, let's dive into what's happening in the world. The buzz in my backyard and your backyard. Of course, it's Omicron. We know that. You know I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to give you the latest, greatest, or the not-so-latest, latest, greatest. You know what's a bummer? I was watching Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, and he mentioned the pandemic, and he's talking about, wasn't it great when we could go outside and you felt naked and you had no mask on your face and you looked around and you thought, ooh, some people look better with that mask. And he, of course, he got the obligatory laugh and mixed in some things about the pandemic. But the point that he made was, boy, we thought it was the greatest, right? For a year and a half, all the conversation about social distancing and everything else. And then Delta came along and slammed us hard. And then, lo and behold, right behind it, Omicron. The good news, and I say this every single show, but it is true because I keep checking the science. I keep looking. I keep trying to, you know, take the facts that I believe to be the facts from some of the best sources out there, including Johns Hopkins. I mean, people go there for a reason. People who don't want to die and think they have a chance to live spend their pennies at Johns Hopkins or at the Mayo Clinic because they think they have a fighting chance because they have the best of the best working on them. And those kinds of minds and what they're saying is the same thing. It's not as deadly, but it spreads like an insane wildfire. And because of that, so many events are getting canceled. I mean, every day I get something else from somebody about, oh, that's too bad. This event is down. This event in Vegas is down. This is happening. And you just wonder about the Super Bowl. You know, the NFL is exploring the possibility of a move from Los Angeles to Cowboys AT&T Stadium. And the reason is because COVID-19. If the science or the facts, as I know them to be true from the sources I trust, go to your trusted sources, I think 8 weeks is what we're looking at to swing out, to feel like, okay, this is dying down. So that's what the NFL is basing it on. There is a possibility. There have been preliminary discussions about moving the game from Cali to Texas instead. They're looking at the contingency. It's an unusual deal because L.A. would be furious, I'm sure, in many ways. SoFi Stadium, this is a big coming out for them. And normally it would mean lots of money, but it's Sunday, February 13th. So you do the math and you start to think about it, and it's right in the middle of Omicron. It has to be. It has to fall into that. In the Texas Stadium at AT&T, the space, the planning, easier that way, right? So if it's unfeasible in Los Angeles, because right now Los Angeles County, by the way, doesn't have COVID-19 restrictions, which would preclude the Super Bowl from being played in a full stadium. SoFi had over 70,000 fans for Chargers and Broncos last week. But now with the escalation and that Omicron, it's unknown what they will do. I can't imagine California won't put in some restrictions. That would be the other thing about Texas. The chances of the restrictions aren't as great, right? they're not as great. We'll see. Again, I would not be happy if I was the one sitting on that mountain of cash in L.A., and it's very likely, looking at Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, and what's happened there with regulations, that they would clamp down on it, so it's a real possibility. Is it a possibility that you have the winning ticket in the Powerball jackpot? $630 million. You know the odds. I've, like, memorized the odds because I'm mesmerized by the odds. One in 292.2 million chances for you to hit that fortune. Well, let me say it again. One in 292.2 million. And I've said this before. If that's like two things. So if you won this incredible jackpot, I'd have to think you'd fall like on a fainting couch. You could be the biggest manly man, and I think it would just fall. You would fall to your knees. You'd be so shocked. But the other part of that is, how lucky is that you hit that number? How lucky is it that you came up with those numbers or were randomly assigned them, the computer picked them, and you can say that the odds were so stacked against you? I just think it's staggering. That's the thing that really, really hits me about this. The chances of winning are so not good. You could buy 20 scratch-offs and you'd probably win more money than you ever will in playing Powerball, ever. We're going to have somebody on from the lottery to talk about some of the crazy things that have happened in lottery history and some of the things that people don't realize about lotteries. And you might not have hit the lottery you wanted to hit if you were going to get on a plane in the last week and a half, but the surge in COVID cases and winter storms have created just a terrible leftover holiday season. There, with the staff cuts and all of that, you've got more flights that have been canceled here midweek, stretched too thin and unable to get the employees that they need for full operation. So once again, cancellation is the biggest word on the board when you look at flights that are departing. I mean, of course, they're doing their best, but what can you do? When you have so many flights canceled and you don't have enough time, you're scrambling trying to get back on a different flight, then it's that hopscotch that you got to play, and you're all over the phone lines, and then you're backed up on the phone lines, right? And so it's been a real chaotic storm, let's put it that way, in the skies. And I don't think that necessarily ends anytime soon. I don't think so. If you look at the four major airlines that handle an overwhelming majority of passengers, American, Delta, United, and Southwest, they were down 10% and 11% as of September 30th. Compared to where they stood on December 31st, 2019, before the pandemic. So staff leaving, staff calling in sick, weather, all of that contributes to the breaking point. And if you have any flights scheduled, just be ready with a plan B, a plan C, anything else that you can pull out of your pocket. See who you know from your past that lives close to the airport where you're going, and maybe they'll come and get you. They'll feel sorry for you if you can't get back from wherever it was that you flew to. Oh, I just can't get home. I just want to get home. And you can't click your heels. That only works in the movies.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Rewind for rips. How about this one? The Texas governor tells the National Guard Biden is not their commander in chief. Yeah. So here's what happened. This is how it goes down. He sued the White House over unconstitutional military vaccine mandates, saying that it was ridiculous. And so in that suit, one of the things that he talks about, he says the governor's authority is as commander-in-chief and on Texas sovereignty. So that suit was filed this week asking a federal judge to overturn Biden's vaccine requirements in a filing that repeatedly invokes Abbott's own authority as commander-in-chief of the Guard, which is the whole jurisdiction thing. Right. You have the overlapping statutes. The state National Guard is under the command of the governors, except when they're called up for federal reasons by the president. You've got a thing called Title 10 of the U.S. Code. How about that? I had that right up my sleeve. Applies to active duty military, while Title 32 applies to the Guard. So anyway, the deadline for troops to get vaccinated was December 31st. 40% of the members of the Texas Army National Guard under his command, he says, are refusing to get the shot for religious reasons or other reasons. So he says, let's go. Let's take this thing to court. The suit points out the Texas state constitution and claims the defendant's actions directly infringe on Governor Abbott's authority again as commander-in-chief and on Texas sovereignty. And so harm Governor Abbott and Texas. Can't wait to see what happens in the courts and how they pull that apart. I think it gets bounced out, but maybe not. I gave you some of those codes, and if you look at the codes and then you start to look at the letter of the law, it could go in a different direction. All right, another rip, which was a very big one and much different, is Aaron Rodgers. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. You really are the MVP again this year. He's incredible when you watch him play. And speaking of that, we've got Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of the hour. You can call 855-266-5283 or Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. When I pick my game of the week for the last time this season, we'll do a Super Bowl one. I'm not sure if it'll be from L.A. or if it'll be from Texas, but we'll do it. So Aaron Rodgers said that during... Here's what happened. Aaron Rodgers refuses to, he says, accept criticism from any writer based on his personal opinion, which goes back to the whole not getting vaccinated, what he said, that whole thing in the summertime. And so Chicago Bears' Hub Arkish, who's very well known, by the way, reporter, he's on a show, or he's on a station, 670 The Score. I used to go on there a lot and talk to the guys. It's in Chicago. It's a big station. He says he's not going to give Rodgers his MVP vote because he believes the quarterback is the biggest jerk in the league and a bad guy. So during his Wednesday afternoon meeting with the media, Aaron Rodgers took a rip at Arkish for the take. He said, I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew he was probably until yesterday's comments. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. If he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season to make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. So, Arkish said, we're told to pick the guy who we think is most valuable to his team, and I don't think it says anywhere strictly on the field, although I do think he hurt his team on the field by the way he acted off the field. Yeah, so I think this kind of war of words is not over between these two. And Hub Arkish, if you followed football, is actually a very well-known football writer, but you'd have to really know football. And if you're in the Chicago area, you would know Hub Arkish. I sat in many press boxes, I'm sure, when I was in Chicago with the Dallas Cowboys the few times they played. I'm sure Hub Arkish was there, and he is the voice of Chicago, certainly. But I love what he shot back with. I mean, he said most valuable vaccinated player. So I think there's like a little war starting here, and I think people will tune in, so it'll be probably really good for Hub Arkish in the long run. It's just what I'm thinking. I think that this is a rip. I just have to say that I think this is kind of shocking. All right, the average American worries about finances like how many times a day? A lot, right? So there was a poll that was done of 2,000 adults to uncover how people feel about their finances, and it found that millennials are more focused on their finances than any other generation. They also worry about money the most, up to 7 times a day. So millennials are worrying about money 7 times a day. What? So this is how it goes. Of all, everybody responding, when they were pretty much asked about, and this is how they were asked, they pretty much were asked this: if would people give up sex for the ability to retire? Would you just give up sex for the ability to retire? And 3 in 10 said yes, they would do that. Right? This was, by the way, done by Affirm, and it was conducted by one poll, and that study revealed 6 in 10 Americans agree that living through the pandemic has made younger generations smarter about their finances than their older counterparts. Yep, and the anxiety has shot through the roof, right? Isn't there a thing about money can't buy you love? Money can't buy happiness. I absolutely believe in that. Absolutely, absolutely. I think the pandemic for some people, because there's a lot of overthinking going on, and there's also a lot of overspending going on. Boredom, that whole being inside too much, led to a couple of things. It led to some people getting in really good shape, and it led to some people getting in the worst shape of their life. It absolutely is the stressor. It's the big question mark that we all live under. All right, so the rewind part of this is 1 year ago, it was the siege on the Capitol, January 6th, which is now coming up. It's almost 1 year ago. And I've told this story before. I was watching. I had the tube on, which normally I wouldn't during the day. I'd be talking to people or looking at things or, you know, doing my content curating, as I call it. But I was watching, and all of a sudden, and I was paying attention to what Donald Trump was saying. They were showing snippets of it. And then all of a sudden, they kept going, and it kept going, and it kept going. And then there was the siege on the Capitol. And Quinnipiac poll found that 93% of Democrats consider it an attack on the government, but only 29% of Republicans agree. A poll by the Associated Press and Center for Public Affairs Research found that about 4 in 10 Republicans recall the attack in which 5 people died as violent, while 9 in 10 Democrats do. And since that day, there have been so many separate versions and factions and lines drawn in the virtual sand, so to speak, about what happened at the Capitol and how we perceive what happened and what we think of what happened at the Capitol. And personally, I think it was a horrific day for the United States. Why? I'm all about liberty. I'm all about screaming, yelling, frustrated, let your voices be heard, but not killing a Capitol cop. Not doing that. Not killing a father. Oops, he was at his job. Oh, sorry, buddy, you were in the wrong place. We're a mob, so we're going to screw with you and you're going to die. And then two others so horrifically just torn to pieces mentally about it that they killed themselves. That is not a good thing. That is not the United States of America. I love America. I'm embarrassed by what happened that day, and I'm so sad for those widows and for those mothers and for all of those kids that don't have their fathers because somebody decided it was better to slam people in the face and to hurt them to get their message across, which is ridiculous. And that's the problem with that. Forming a circle around the Capitol, protesting? Yes. Doing what happened then a year ago? No, thank you. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Independent. If you're an American, you can't think that that was a good thing. You can't. You just can't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is signaling he's open to reforming the Electoral Count Act. Democrats are pursuing more sweeping election reforms and federalization of elections, but some lawmakers in both parties are also suggesting there may be more modest reforms that could pass on a bipartisan basis. Investigators looking for one of two people missing after a destructive Colorado wildfire have found partial human remains in an area near the suspected origin of the blaze. On Wednesday, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office said investigators located the partial remains of an adult in the Marshall area south of Boulder. Authorities are conducting a separate search for a person reported missing in the hard-hit community of Superior. Walmart announced it's hiring more than 3,000 new employees to expand its home delivery service. This is USA Radio News. Senator Rand Paul says he's off YouTube.
Republicans are starting to make moves to smaller social media sites after Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was banned from Twitter Sunday after multiple violations of the site's policies on posting coronavirus misinformation, according to Twitter. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the latest to make the move after leaving YouTube Monday. He explained why on Fox and Friends.
Everybody on the right complains about social media and their censorship. Well, do something about it. Let's quit. So I'm no longer going to let some punk, some snot-nosed kid over at YouTube decide that a speech that I gave on the Senate floor is not appropriate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL is considering alternate stadium sites for next month's Super Bowl scheduled at SoFi Stadium in L.A., citing a recent surge of COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're taking you to Australia for a conversation with Maureen Buchanan. And Maureen has an interesting story. She had four kids of her own. Now she's got this children's book that I think is wonderful. It's called Frank's Special Friend, and it makes you kind of think of, well, who's the special friend? We're going to tell you who the special friend is, and I'm just going to say the special friend would be my special friend when I was a kid, so there's a big hint. Maureen, thanks so much for coming on, and where are you in Australia?
I'm in New South Wales, near Wollongong.
That's a beautiful area, huh?
Yes.
So you have four kids, and when the kids were growing up, then you went back to school, and you went all the way up to getting a master's, and you actually were a teacher. You did a lot of relief teaching, right?
Yes, that's right. I did, yes. I really enjoyed those years. Yes, spending time with children, it was wonderful.
And did you find that because you had raised four of your own, that you really had that relationship with kids? You knew how to deal with kids and talk to them.
Yes, yeah. It was challenging at times, but very rewarding to see them grow and learn and develop. And yes.
Well, I would think we'd have a built-in audience. We've got to find some of the kids that you touched in relief teaching for Frank's Special Friend to let everybody know that it's out there. So tell us about the book and how it came about. What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to write this book?
Well, I started writing it at university as an assessment. We had to write a children's story. And then after that, when I'd finished uni, I looked at the book and thought, I can add to this. I can make it more meaningful. So I added to it and I put in some feelings, how Frank was feeling on this very difficult Friday. He was going through a lot of sadness. He was angry at times. All his friends weren't there and people he liked to talk to. And he was very upset. And he walked home from school still feeling upset and angry and hurt. And his dog ran out to meet him. And his dog was a very special friend. And he was there for Frank. When everyone else had deserted Frank, he was there for Frank. So, yes.
So that made the difference that he had this special friend to come home to.
Yes, it made a big difference. He was happy after that. That Frank was a friend that would never let him down. He'd always be there for him.
Yeah. Yes. And I understand that, as I was alluding to, about loving dogs and how I think they just light up your life. And so do other pets. And especially for children, having that connection with a pet makes a huge difference. When they curl up on your lap and come to greet you like you're talking about it with Frank. And so there's something interesting in the word Frank and in what you do in this book. What else did you do intentionally that can help kids learn?
Well, I put the sounds fr in the book to help them with that sound. Frank, Freddy, the frog, Friday, all FR words that children can perhaps learn from. And it provided a bit of continuity through the book, which going from one foot sound to the other. And I thought that would help children with their sounds a bit.
Yeah, I think people listening to us can relate to that. I mean, this makes a great gift. It's great for showers, for birthdays, for, you know, whatever, especially with young children. What a great way to learn and get them ahead of the game with Frank's special place. What do you hope kids take away from reading the book, or parents reading the book to kids?
Well, I believe that children can identify perhaps more with their feelings and to realize that feelings are okay. We sometimes feel sad and angry, but other times we're happy, that our feelings change from one moment to the next, that we can live with our feelings, that they're not too hard to live with. And there'll always be a happy ending to our feelings. Yeah, I thought, yeah, let children know that we all have our feelings. That's normal. That's quite normal.
Yeah, wouldn't the world be a better place if so many kids could know that at an early age? Then we wouldn't have to pull that apart when we're adults, as we see that happens to a lot of people. They go back and try to figure out, wow, what happened and what didn't I deal with? And sometimes, especially when you're a kid, and you know this from having kids, teaching kids, that things that are actually little become giant because they're different in the eyes of a child.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. So that's why the title is so great, Frank's Special Friend, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, because of the fact that, hey, there is somebody. There is this dog, this amazing dog.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on writing the book. Again, I like that you have the, you know, the fruh sound. You said like Frank, etc., frog, because I think about, you know, when you're young, when you're four, when you're five, and even as you get older and trying to pronounce words, etc., I think that's another added bonus, like you said, with getting this book. And as I mentioned, you can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And thank you so much. We look forward to seeing what happens with you in the future, Maureen.
Thank you.
All right, so we move to something that is Frank, and it could deal with firing Antonio Brown. We get ready for Nail the Score. That's coming up in our next segment, your final chance, the regular season, to win all the fabulous prizes from the show. Clean out the prize closet. I'm not telling you what size the closet is or what's in there, but it'd be pretty cool to have those bragging rights. So all you have to do is call in during the next segment, and I'll tell you what the game of the week is, and you tell me who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. You don't have to know anything about football. I always say that. 855-266-5283 or Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, Antonio Brown, this was the big story people were talking about. The wide receiver for Tampa Bay who walked off the field, took off his shirt, and waved to the crowd, threw his shirt in the crowd just in the middle of the game at the Meadowlands against the Jets. So now finally there is a statement about what happened. He insists he didn't quit on the Buccaneers. He said instead he was fired on the sideline for having a painful injury. His attorney laid out his version of what happened, saying that Brown said that against his better judgment, he relented to pressure directly from the coach to play through an ankle injury in Sunday's game against the Jets, and that the Buccaneers staff injected him with what he now knows was a powerful and sometimes dangerous painkiller, and that the NFL Players Association has warned against using it. Brown said that he gave it all for the team, but once it became clear he couldn't safely play at a high level, he sat down, which he says upset Bruce Arians. The coach on Monday, Bruce Arians, said he wasn't informed by the medical staff that Brown was hurt in any manner, and he declined to relay the contents of the conversation he had with Brown. When he was asked about Brown's reason for removing his pads and jersey and waving to fans and leaving the field, he said, "You'll have to ask him." Brown said he had a back and forth with Bruce Arians about his health before the coach told him he wasn't part of the team for refusing to play. He says, as part of their ongoing cover-up, they're acting like I wasn't cut and now demanding I see a doctor of their choice to examine my ankle. So what's really wild is that he says he had an MRI and it showed that he had a broken bone fragment stuck in his ankle and he has to have surgery. And he said when he's healthy, he'll return to the NFL. The Buccaneers have not formally waived Brown. And even as of Wednesday's practice, they were saying, well, it's a management decision. They'll have to decide. So he says, I'll be back next season. Will he be back with the Buccaneers? I don't know. A Buccaneers spokesperson said that the team didn't have any comment on Brown's claims. They have no comment about it. And this is the fourth team that has parted ways, I suppose, with Brown. The Steelers traded him to the Raiders after clashes with members in the organization. Then he butted heads with Raiders management during the preseason of 2019, then forced his release before ever playing a game for the team. That's what happened there. He went on to sign with New England, played in just one game before the Patriots cut him after reports of Brown threatening a woman accusing him of sexual harassment became public knowledge. Then Brown signed with Tampa Bay after serving a suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy and helped the Bucs win the Super Bowl last year. He caught a touchdown pass in the win over the Kansas City Chiefs. So he was in seven games, and then he tested positive for COVID-19, and then a three-game suspension for falsifying a vaccination card. So there you go. I don't believe he's going to be back with the Buccaneers. Isn't that the strangest story? I mean, now if he has that thing in his ankle and there was a reason why he couldn't play, boy, that is much different. Say if there is proof of that, which of course Bruce Arians is saying that he wasn't aware of that situation whatsoever. So it does make for interesting conversation as to, wow, what went down there, and then boom, he skips off like that's it. You know, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm over this, and see you later. So, and here it is. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, of course, are in good position going into the playoffs. They won the Super Bowl last year. I mean, who knows? There's a lot of teams, I think, that are strong contenders to win the Super Bowl, including the Green Bay Packers. But all that's to be determined as we get into what I call the second season, which is now coming up because you've got the final week in the NFL, which will then lead to the seedings, the solid seedings, and who's in wild card wise and who's out. So a very, very interesting week, needless to say. That's all coming up next. Nail the Score. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Wow, an interesting week in the NFL, the final week. But I had to go with this one. There's no question. You look at the Raiders and the Chargers, right? The Raiders have been one of the biggest heart attack teams, I think, all season long. They have five walk-off wins, most by a team since 1970. And you know what 1970 was? The AFL-NFL merger. Crazy to think about that. So now the Raiders, with an interim coach who took over for John Gruden on October 11th, they have a shot. They do. They have a shot and making it in to the playoffs. I looked at a couple of the other games, and there are some interesting games that have playoff implications too, but I think this is the best one. You know, it's like if you look at the battle for Ohio, the Browns are out of it, and that's it. Baker Mayfield is got to have surgery. He's out. He's probably never going to be a Brown again. And the Bengals, Joe Burrow, who's awesome, he's feeling it. So he's got like a knee tweak. He might not even play in that one. Cleveland is actually favored by 6 in this game, so who knows. The other game I think that was interesting is the Steelers could get into the playoffs, and this is the last year for Ben Roethlisberger, so the Steelers and the Ravens game too. And of course we could go with the Cowboys and the Eagles, and the Cowboys are in the playoffs and the Eagles are in the playoffs. So when I look at that, I say this, there's a reason. I mean, Dallas is favored by a touchdown, but will they cover that? The Eagles have a ton of players out with COVID. They're on the COVID protocol list, so that gives them an even better chance because now they're even weakened even more. So I really think the game of the week should be this one, the Raiders and the Chargers. As you're listening to me with all this nonsense, and the Lakers are the Chargers. I lived near there. It's easy for me to say that. The Chargers are favored by 3, different sport. The over-under, the points, 49.5. I like this game. I do. I like this game because of what could happen and the drama. And it's a tight, tight game. It doesn't matter if you don't know football. I say this. You just call in and give me a guess. Chargers or the Raiders, and what is the final score? 855-266-5283 or Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. You can always throw your guests up that way, too. All right, my two favorite people, Pete and Sharon, opposite ends of the country. So let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
So let me get this straight. You get paid by not having sex.
Yes, because you only care about your retirement. I don't know. You don't have time for sex. You have to make money somehow.
Wait, never mind. Okay.
I just thought of something funny I can't say on the air, but that's good.
I know. I'm sitting here with my mind in the gutter by yours.
Yeah, if I was Joe Rogan, I could say it, but I can't say it on this air. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my word. 27-24 Chargers.
27-24 Chargers. I like it. So you think there is no walk-off win this time for the Raiders?
No. We're done.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, I think so, too. All right, Pete, thanks. That was very, very funny. Go back to your bunker. I needed that laugh. All right, Sharon is listening to us in an equally great state of Maine. It's a pretty white state. They get so much of that beautiful snow, as long as you don't have to shovel it. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm good. Still a little bit under the weather, but I'm fine.
Good. Hang in there.
We don't have as much snow now. We had some days of rain, so it's kind of washed some of it away. But we're supposed to get another snowstorm on Friday, I do believe.
Ooh. So while you'll be inside watching the games, who do you like, the Raiders or the Chargers?
I'm going to go with the Chargers, even though I don't like either team.
That's funny.
I'm going to go with a weird score. I'm
going to
go 27-19.
Hey, that's not weird. That could absolutely happen. Good luck, Sharon, and thanks for calling in as always. Feel better. All right, so how about that? And we'll always get at least, you know, 4, 5, or 6, but you got to hit us up through the miracle of the virtual mail, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Okay, so again, both of them pick the Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 3. There is the great drama that seems to be caused by the Raiders. It's interesting. Nate, I know you always have your finger on the pulse of what will really happen here. What do you think?
I just like playing games with you, Kate, and everybody, all the listeners. Let's play some games. Hey, I'm playing a game. I don't know anything about this stuff. Let's give it to the Raiders. Well, it'll be because they're just throwing a wrench in things, I guess. It's going to be just barely 27-24. Everybody's going to hate it.
27-24. Yeah, well, some team's going to hate that. The Chargers would hate that if they lose by that. And then it would be right on the line. So then that's what happens there, depending on which way you gamble, which I know you don't gamble. So I like it. The Raiders.
Yes.
Nice. All right, so the Raiders and the Chargers. This is my favorite on NBC, the Sunday night game. You know, there's a couple of they use the flex schedule, so there's a couple of Saturday night games, which the Cowboys and the Eagles are the late game. The early game is the Chiefs and the Broncos, and then the late game is the Cowboys and the Eagles, 8:15 it kicks Eastern. Okay, so it's like my head is telling me, oh, come on, this has to be the Chargers. But so much can happen with that COVID protocol, too, where all of a sudden, you know, you've got players that will pop up on the list. And, I mean, this is a showdown for a playoff berth to finish off the season. And I was going to go with the Chargers. I was just set to go with the Chargers. But I think I have to go. Oh, it's so tough. It is so tough to make this decision for me. You have no idea. I've struggled with this because I look at what they've done, and I look at the couple of losses they had, and even the loss to the Chiefs was really close. And in their big games, they were close. They were close with the Steelers. They were close with the Patriots. They lost that one. The biggest blowout to a contender team was the Ravens. I mean, even their loss to the Cowboys, it was a 3-point loss. I'm going to go with the Raiders. I'm going to go, just like Nate, I'm going to throw a wrench into it just to be contrarian. And I'm going to say Raiders win it, and I think the Raiders win it by a score of 34-31. So I'm thinking it's high scoring. 34-31. We'll see what happens. This is a tough one, like I said, to predict, but I think it's going to be a great game, and I can't wait to watch it. Sunday night is the best when you can just kick back, watch the game, and there's something on the line, and the something on the line makes it just a little more interesting to me, even if those wouldn't be the teams I would normally necessarily be watching. But I know you have people listening that are big Raiders fans in California, and even though they're in Vegas now, they still have their California fans and their Vegas fans. And so you got to give it to Derek Carr somehow with pulling it out, just somehow pulling out these wins. And those walk-off wins have been incredible. But you don't know what's going to happen with COVID-19. I mean, you know, it is the unknown factor that all of a sudden someone could come up with that test, and then you lose one or two good linemen, and that will flip the switch on what could happen in those games. Yeah. I can't believe we're at the end of the season. It flew by, didn't it? It's like life. It just flew by. It seems like the season just started, and now here we are in 2022, and who knows where the Super Bowl is going to be. Could be in Texas, like I said, and not in Los Angeles. We'll have to wait and see on that one. So good luck to everybody who played Nail the Score. I hope we have a winner.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.